Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to talk to our Kansas dairy producers concerning somatic cell counts on our dairy farms. While this currently isn't alarming, we just normally see this general rise in somatic cell count. One of the major causes is probably just an increase in the mastitic organisms that your animals are exposed to in the environment in which they live. When an animal lays down in a wet area to escape heat stress, they may pick up some of those organisms. The other thing that we sometimes forget about is the hair on the udders. We don't have as much growth in the summertime, obviously, as we do in the winter, but it's still there, and it attracts dirt, and dirt attracts flies. When we combine dirt and flies together, we see an increase in the mastitic organisms that naturally exist in the environment. They're just a lot closer to the teat ends now. Do you trim the tail hair on your animals? Why would that be important in the summer? Well, in the summer, cows tend to lay in wetter areas. The switch gets wet, and then when she stands up, she starts beating back the flies. As she beats back the flies, she also spreads manure to her backside and around the udder. And again, this increases the attraction to the flies. The final thing you need to think about is, you know, in the summertime, sometimes we get a little bit lax on our milking procedures, and maybe we have a lot of different people that are actually doing the milking compared to the rest of the year. Are these people properly trained? Are they following the procedures that you would like used on your farm? This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to carefully evaluate the somatic cell counts of their dairy herd and the causes if they're seeing any rise.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.